Let's come on the Chof Vezim Abayis. Toshma, Dom Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Ashoshis Shoisa de Lekis. He's in the middle of a shaila now. What's the Ikka mitzvah of Adlokas Ner Chanukah? Is the Hadloka the mitzvah, lighting the Ner, that's the whole mitzvah? Or the another part of the mitzvah is the Hanocha. You have to, after you light it, you have to put the Ner down. Hanocha is the mitzvah. So bring a raya. Torah Shema, Yom Rabishur Ben Levi. Ashoshis, that's a big lamp. Shehoisa de Lekes, Verlechkos, Kolo Yom Kuloi. That you lit it Friday before Shabbos, and it was lighting throughout the whole Shabbos. Is Lamoitsoi Shabbos, now it comes Lamoitsoi Shabbos, and you want to use it for the menorah. To Mekai Mitzvah Sadlokas Ner Chanukah, is what's the eighth? It's still lighting from Friday's lighting, is Mechaba, you have to put out the fire, or Madlika, and then light it a second time, and you use it for the mitzvah. Now, what's the raya? Iyamrit Bishleim Hadlokah is the mitzvah, the Yikka mitzvah of the Ner Chanukah is the lighting of the Ner. So here, since you put out the Ner, there's no more mitzvah at all. Now when you light it again, you'll be mekayim de mitzvah. Shapra, it's good that you're mekayim de mitzvah. Eli yamrit hanocha is the mitzvah. But if you're going to say, no, hanocha does the mitzvah, hi, mechabu madlika, why is it just enough to put out the fire and light it a second time? You're not doing a new ma'aseh hanocha. You're not doing a new mitzvah for a new hadlokas near Chanukah. You should have to be first mechabe, taka, put out the fire, umagbiya, then you should have to pick up the lamp, or manicha, and then put it down again, or madlika, and then light it. See, if you hold hanocha, it's a mitzvah, you have to do a ma'isa hanocha for the mitzvah's ner chanukah, here you should have to pick up this ner first, and then put it down, and then light it. Mi boile. So, this is a raya that the ikka mitzvah that lokas ner chanukah is a ma'isa hadlokah. Habiyah light it, l'shem mitzvah's ner chanukah yoytza. Here, even though this lamp was lit from Friday, and Rashi learned you lit it Friday for the menorah, so you put so much shemen, it burnt for more than 24 hours, and Mitzvah Shabbat is still burning. So all you have to do is just blow it out, and then light it a second time, it could be Mekayim de Mitzvah. That's one raya, Hadlokah Oysa Mitzvah. Let's see Rashi. Ashosh is at Rashi, Kli Godel, a big Kli, Shel Schuchas Glass Plaz, Toleke Shed Liko Le Mitzvah Chanukah Be'er Shabbos. That's Rashi Shita. We're talking about you lit this lamp Friday for that locust near Chanukah, and still lighting the whole Shabbos and Moitzoy Shabbos. So the answer is Moitzoy Shabbos, just put it out, umadlika le mitzvah halayla, and then light it where the way it is standing, the way it's standing for the mitzvah spalayla Moitzoy Shabbos, and you yaitza. So this is a raya. You hold hadlaka is the mitzvah. So therefore, since you shut it off, it's like the mitzvah's not here anymore. When you light it, you be mekayim the mitzvah. That's one raya. So the more v'yoid, another raya is midikom avorchinon. What's the nusach habracha we make by ner Chanukah? We say asher kedishanu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shachanukah. So the nusach is lahadlik. So shema mina hadlokah is a mitzvah. For this is also a raya that the ma'isa hadlokah, that's the ikka mitzvah, and you mekayim the mitzvah with the hadlokah itself. Shema mina, here is a good raya. Because if the mitzvah would be the hanocha, they shouldn't have said lahadlik ner. They should have said shakatzom zoi sivano al ner chanukah, labdavka lahadlik. Now, since we say lahadlik ner chanukah, mashma the ikka mitzvah is the ma'isadloka. So the more now vahashta the yamrinan hadloka is the mitzvah. Now that the maskana is the ikka is the hadloka, the hadloka is the mitzvah. Hedlika cheresh shaita v'kotan. Let's say it's your menorah, you put the shemen there, but instead of you lighting it, you made a shlich, you let somebody else light it, the cheresh, or a shait of a cotton, they made the ma'isad loka. Is lo yosav lo klum, you're not yoitza the mitzvah's ner Chanukah. Because since the ikka mitzvah is lighting it, so they're not a bar chiyuva, they're lighting it as nothing. The master from the Gemara, like Taisa said before, that really the bottom place is the boyilon, had loka is the mitzvah, and afkimina, e madlika cheresh shait of a cotton, oi henicha. The shalom, what the mitzvah is, that the cheresh shait of a cotton can't do. As if we hold hadlokah is the mitzvah, so a cheresh shait of a cotton is not allowed to light the menorah for us. Because since they're not mechuyi b'dover, it's not called a ma'isa mitzvah. If we hold hanocha is the mitzvah, ya'ikir is putting the ner down, so a cheresh shait of a cotton puts it down, you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. Now, since the maskana is we hold hadlokah is the mitzvah, as long as a bar chiyuvoi made the ma'isa hadlokah, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah. Even though a cheresh shait of a cotton would put it down, it's after you light it. If he would put it down, you'd still be mekayim the mitzvah. Because we hold the Ikka mitzvah is the hadlokah. When you, if a gadol made the hadlokah, you mekayim the mitzvah. But if a cherish or a shaita of a katan makes the hadlokah, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Lo yasav lo klum. Now we're showing you, Mr. Shaila, what kind of katan are we talking about? What about a katan shegil chinuch? A katan shegil chinuch is mechuyi b'mitzvah midrabbanan, and the ner chanukah bechlal is only mitzvah midrabbanan. So is he called the mechuyi b'dava to light for a gadol? So the Ran, if not, brings down the Yeshem, the Bali Yitushita, that says yes, that since a Kon Shegil Chinuch is Mechuyiv in the Rabbonins, and Chanukah is only with the Rabbonin, so if a Kon Shegil Chinuch lights your menorah for you, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. That's the Bali Yitushita. So the Gemara says a Kotin Le'yasub Le'klum means a Kotin that's not a Gil Chinuch. He's not 6 or 7 years old. So that's not called lighting L'shem Mitzvah, so you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So the Gemara of Isha, let's say you let your wife, or lapped off your wife, even a girl. Abi, she's a gdoila, she's a bas, she's over 12 years old. Isha vade madlika. An isha could light the menorah for you. Why? Because she's mechuyev in mitzvah haner chanukah. The Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, noshim chayoves b'ner chanukah. An isha is also mechuyev in the mitzvah haner chanukah. Therefore, if they light the menorah for you, if you make them your shliach, you're mekayim the mitzvah this way. Why? She'af hein hoyu b'yoseness. Because Noshim were also in the nest of Chanukah. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. Hoyu b'oysa ha-nes, she'gozu yivonim, yivonim made a gzeira, kol b'sulois, ha-nesuyois, every kala, right before they got married, li boil the tafsir. They had to be boiled first to the chief there. Tchila. V'yayidei ishats wanzach. So Melas, when the nest happened, we had a gevura, klai yisoh beat over them, it was a tremendous nest. Gevura for the Noshim. And also, by the Isha Nasa Hanes, that the daughter of Yochanan, she was the one that got the king there drunk. She gave him to drink milk and drink cheese, and then he fell asleep and she chopped off his head. So about the Bas of Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, she was the one that brought upon the Nes. Therefore, in the mitzvahs of Ner Chanukah, the Rabbanu were Machayev Isha Nisha also. So Nisha is Mechuyev and Ner Chanukah. Therefore, first of all, Nisha has to light her own menorah. Now we spoke out, if she's married to the Baal lights Ishtar Kagufay, she's a man, Pat is his wife. Hu Adin, it's a minigiz now that usually girls don't light. But only because they're Yotze with the husband or with the brother, the light in the house. But Lu Yitzuya, girls are away from home and nobody lit for them. Havar, they have to light their own menorah and they have to make their own bracha. Because Anisha is Mechuyiv in their Chanukah. Just as man is there, usually the girls are Yotze from the boys that light. But if there's no boys around, why do they have their own chiyah to light the menorah? Because afein hoyu boisanes. Also, the maskana Toy says shvamin adloka is the mitzvah. Since we come out now, that the ikka mitzvah is the adloka. The imkei muta lahadlik mener lener comes out now. We had before. It's not called the diza mitzvah. Because since the shas you're lighting the menorah, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah, so you're allowed to light from one ner to another ner. As you already wrote that you already lit the ner of Chanukah, you're allowed to light another ner from that ner. Because the shas that luck, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah. So Tais mikol makim kivin shenog oilam lahachmir ein l'shanas hamini. So we spoke out. The meaning is that Ramos says now we don't light one ner from another ner. Because since b'zman hazeh the ikka mitzvah is the ner echad, the first ner you light. The second, third, fourth, the other neros are only as hidden mitzvah. So it's also called the biza mitzvah, to light a hidden mitzvah from a nikur ha-mitzvah. If it's night the first night, and somebody lit the first ner, and somebody else now wants to light his ner, he's allowed to light then your ner from that person's ner. Because we pass then ikka is madlikim in el ner.
The Ikka mitzvah is the hadlaka alone itself.
Yeah.
The hadlaka just the instant of the hadlaka, or can you be mechaved afterwards because you've already done the hadlaka?
You're right, yeah, you could. I mean, not supposed to, but that's what we passed when we had before. Ha'akov sein zokaglu. If it goes out, you're not mechuyev to light it again. Nechlami, for some reason, the guy went mishugen and blew it out, there'd still be mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah he did already. The Santa Tur, I can go into the Chorim talk about, the Torah says that since the maskana is hadlaka, it's a mitzvah, therefore, kov sein zokaglu. The Torah learns mashmat tali zeh b'zeh. He's hadlaka, it's a mitzvah, the pshat is as soon as you light the menorah, right away you mekayim the mitzvah. And afterwards, if it goes out, you're ready to mekayim the mitzvah. Avada, what type of hadlaka though is the mitzvah? That has to be hadlaka that there's enough shema there that could burn for the half an hour. So such hadlaka that you lit the shema that could burn for half an hour, that's called the ma'is hadlaka. But mashma from the Torah, if you hold halacha is a mitzvah, that means you have to have a pirsa manes going on for half an hour. The halacha means kol zman is burning, that's the mitzvah. So on that side, if it would go out, you would be mechuyav to light it again. But we hold kovsa, if it goes out, you're not mechuyav to light it again. Omer Rav Sheshes, achsanoi, if you're a noirich, you're a guest, you're not at home, you're staying by somebody else's house, is chayav b'ner Chanukah. Still, you have to light the ner Chanukah. Omer Rav Zera, zok Rav Zera, meireish, at the beginning, ki avine be'rav, when I used to be by somebody's house on Chanukah, mishatatfa b'priti. I used to be mishtatef with the Baal HaBos and give him a pruta. So since I give him a pruta, I like own the shemen. So maybe when he lights the menorah, he's shafing pirsum enes. I have a ksas shutfis in the shemen. So it's considered like my shemen is also shafing pirsum enisa. And I'm yotze the mitzvah that way. Ba'ad Yishpiza, as he didn't light his own menorah, he was yotze with the Baal HaBos's menorah. Zot Yobzera though, boss of the Nesib Yisasa, but after he got married and he had a wife in his house, even though he went away from the home, his wife is home. Amina, I say now, hashtavada loy tzirichna. I don't have to light any more my own menorah when I go away from home. To komadliko alai begoy beiso. Beisoi. Since my wife is lighting in the house, so she's been mekayim the mitzvah of ner ishu beisoi. It's my house that I own. There is a ner chanukah going on there. My wife is lighting for me. She's mitzvah me also. I don't have to light where I am. So that's your b'zeri gehalten. So Drashi, bus Drashi achsanoi means an oirich, a guest. So the guest goes to somebody's house. If you're not married yet, so the din is you're supposed to light there, but you don't have to light your own menorah. You can be mishtatef a priti, give a pruta to the Baal HaBos. Bus the nesiva though zot upamim sheyisi achsanoi luma Torah. After I got married, or sometimes I went away to learn Torah, I wasn't at home. So he said he didn't have to light anymore. But all bishvili, since my wife is lighting for me, begoy beisoy bebeisi, since she's lighting in my house, I'm yotze the mitzvah. Halacha lemaisa, this is a halacha that what if you're an achsanoi, if you're a guest by somebody, so you could be mishtatev a priti. But it's interesting, Mr. Brewer does say though, but lo yitzu, you have your own menorah there, then matayva manoim to light the menorah taka. But there's only a kula. That if you don't have your own menorah and you're by somebody's house, you're allowed to be mishtatev and be yetzah b'shlichas. He's like lighting the b'shlichas of you. But lo yitzuyu, you want to light your own menorah there, avad you could. Vaita, this inyan that your wife lights for you, here's a shayla. If you know vada, your wife is lighting for you at home, then the rashita to say, even if you want to light where you are, you're not allowed to. And since you know 100% your wife is lighting for you in the house, like she's being made to you. So it's you to make a bracha where you are, it's a bracha levatola. So therefore, Taki, you shouldn't do it yourself. So the answer is, if you want it, there is an in you, we'll soon see that at least you should hear the brachas. Like we'll soon see, if you didn't make any brachas, and you see the nair, you're supposed to make a bracha. Therefore, if you're away from home, so we're saying, if you're not going to make any nair at all, you don't have the brachas at all. So there is an answer still to be mitzi with a Baal HaBos. The Baal HaBos, wherever you're staying, he's lighting the menorah, then avadi, the best answer is to be mishtatev priti. Give him a pruta, be mishtatev with him. It's like the monoshach. The ikud din yoytza, your wife lights for you at home. Ah, you want to hear the brachas? The yoytza the brachas with the Baal HaBos that's lighting right now. Well, we're not going to go into it. There's another shal the Beis Halevi is the chur abzera. What happened to the din that mahadrin min a mahadrin? Mahadrin min a mahadrin we had before is that everybody in the house lights his own menorah. So we say, what do I care if his wife lit for him in the house? But even if he home also the chur to be in the mahadrin min a mahadrin, everybody lights his own menorah. So how come Abzera wasn't machma the din of mahadrim in a mahadrim? So there's a lot of terrors, exactly why not. Yeah, I'm not going to go into it now. By the Rabbi Shur ben Levi, kol hashmanim, all the oils, is kulam yofan the ner. You're allowed to use them for ner chanukah that we had before, even the shmanim that are possible for Bava Madlikim by Shabbos, but it's mutter for ner chanukah. Since we pass in kovsa and zokakla, you could use all the shmanim. Of the shemen zayis min amukher. The best shemen to use is olive oil. That's min amukher. Omer Rabbi is at the baya mereish at the beginning. Have a mahadir mar amashcha de shumshmi. The beginning I used to try and find sesame oil. He held that was good oil. Why? Omer haim moshech nura. It tvei. It burnt a long time. Since it burnt a long time, I was able to let my menorah light a long time. That was more choshev. Trashi moshech nura. Enem mamahel chalois shemen zayis. Doesn't go out so fast. So you'd rather use that oil. Aber now sagt der Baie, Kiven, the Shomalei, Lahod, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but now that I heard what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, that the best Shem in the Shem is Zayiz, Mahadera Mishcha de Zaysa. Now I run after Dafka to get olive oil. Why? Omar Hait Solo Nuhura Tvei. Because olive oil, it gives off a nicer light. The light is a purer light, it's nicer. Trashi Solo Nuhure, Solo Lumohir. It lights nicer. So olive oil gives off the best type of a light. That's the mitzvah. That's the mahudar mitzvah minamuvchor stiu shem and zayis. Rami Yehoshua ben Levi, kol hashmanim yofen lejoy. Stam alocha. All type of oils is good to make ink. We'll soon see how they make ink from oil. Or the shem and zayis minamuvchor. Since we're talking about shem and zayis, you should know olive oil is also the best type of oil to use to make ink. Iboilu, what type of burning of the oil are we talking about in making the process of making ink? Legavil, oil ashen. Is it legabo making givel, mixing it up, or else lashen, smoking it out? Let's see, Rashi, how's the process, how they used to make ink? So, Rashi, legavil, mutsosi b'tshuva sagoinim, I found the tshuva sagoinim, shemashonim kalis chuchis. The way they used to make ink was, they used to like make fire in a glass. And a klis chuchis, ba'oshon shem and zayis. By burning shem and zayis there, so the smoke in the at shemashkir until it make the walls of the glass black. That's what happens if you burn olive oil in the glass. So the sides of the glass get black. The gerer hashichrus. Now they would take off, rub off this blackness. The noisten by shemen. After they burnt the one shemen, now they peeled off this black and put it into shemen a second time. Kim a little bit shemen, omagavo, they'll mix up the shemen and this blackness, omayavshoi, they'll let this dry out, becham in the sun, omamchoi, so they'll smooth it down, lotechajoi, and from that they'll make joy. And that's what they used to make ink. They'd burn first oil in the glass and let the glass get nice and black. And then they'll scrape off that black and put oil in that, legavel, mix it up, and that's a good way to make oil, to make ink. So kids say use oil two times in the process of making ink. They use oil first about burning in the glass to make the glass black, and then you burn a second time, and then you use oil a second time to make gibbel, to mix it up. So that's the shiloh, which point of the Shemen Zai is good for making ink? Is it good the first time burning it in the glass to make the glass black? Or is it good the second point when you scrape off the black and mix it up with oil? Toshima, the Tony Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra, Kol Hashmanim Yofen LeDioy. All oils are good for Dioy, to make ink. Or the Shemen Zayis Mina Mukhar, Shemen Zayis is the best one, Bein Legavel, Bein Lashin. For both purposes, olive oil is the best. It's good first to smoke it up in the kli, to get the kli black, and then it's good to mix that black with oil. Both ways it's good to Shemen Zayis. Right, the Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra Masni Hoch, learned like this. Kol ha'ashanim yofel adyoy. All type of smokes is good for dyoy. Because abi, you get the glass smoky, then that black on the side of the glass, you rub it off, that makes ink. But the Shemen Zayis and the Mufra, Shemen Zayis is the best. So at this point, he just learned Shemen Zayis is good for the smoking of it, but lav dafka for the gibel. Omar Rav Huna, kol ha'srofim, all type of gum is yofel adyoy, is good to put into the ink. Or the seraf ktaf, yofel mikulam. The sraf, that's the gum that comes out of a tree called kataf, that's the best one to put into the ink. Rashi, Lashin Namit Apricius, sraf guma, type of a gum that comes out of the tree. Kataf, paruncha, shoyar, in the forest. Kamoishonu, oisim, michel sraf. We make from the type of sap that comes out of the tree, that's good to put into the ink to make ink with it.
Isn't there an Indian of using the same shemen that was used, the Osra Nes? They used the. When near Hanukkah, they use the Shemen Zayis. Isn't that a factor at all?
Yeah, but the Mor doesn't bring down that in. Kenzan Vishen Malacha, maybe it's brought down, but the Locha is not brought down. Right. The only reason why it's brought down Shemen Zayis is because it burns nicely. You're right. Could be it's a tam, but the Mor doesn't bring down that tam. You're right. Right, Omer Rav Chiya Barashi. Omer Rav, Hamad Lik Ner Shachanukkah, if you light the Ner yourself, is Sarach Levorach. You have to make the Bruch. So the first one, Yom says, Mashmul, the only time you make a bruch is if you light the menorah. Yom says, Horoya Ner Shachanaka. In the case where you're away from home, and you're not going to light the menorah, you're on a ship, and you have no menorah right now, you're not going to light the menorah, then Horoya, if you see that somebody else lit the menorah, is also Sarah Levorach, you have to make the bruch. We'll soon see which bruch, not Lahadlik, because you're not lighting it. But you have to make a second bracha, Shos and Isim, Lava Seino, it has to make. Since you see a menorah lit, you could make the Shos and Isim. So Drashi, Haroye, Hoive Beshuk, somebody walking through the streets. Haroye, Be'echod HaChatzeris, see one of the Chatzeris. Then look, somebody has his menorah lit. O Mitzasi B'Shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ben Yuda, Shama Mishem Rabbeinu Yaakov, Loi Huskuk Bracha Zu, when do you have to make this bracha only? El Lemish Loi Hidlik Bebeisai, only if you didn't light at home, Adayin. Oi Liyosha Besvina. It's not an Adayin, I'm not sure what she means, Adayin, but what she means is the case where you know you're not going to light this night. Avad, if somebody's going home to light the menorah in his own house, he's not supposed to make a bracha if he sees somebody else's menorah. Avad, it's better to make the brachas when you light your menorah. Just in the case where you're not going to light the menorah tonight, then if you're right, you see somebody else's menorah, so if you're being, you're supposed to make a bracha.
Can't you make a point once and you see it menorah?
Yeah, that's not the inyanus. Well, Lalach, it's not like that. They're only misakin the bracha once. You can't make this bracha, Kesayit. It's only one time to make the bracha. Sebad, you want to make it one time, it's more mistarv, it's better to make it when you're going to do the Yikke Mitzvah, when you're going to light it at home. Omer Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon the first night, Haroyim Avorach Beis. If you see somebody else's menorah, you only make two. Because you can't make Lahadlik, because you're not lighting. So Drash Yoroyim Avorach Shtayim, Shosan Isim, Vishach Yonu. Shainol Av Lavorach Lahadlik, Doholoi Adlik Iyu. Since you're not lighting the menorah, you can't make the bracha Lahadlik, so you make the other two brachas. O Madlik, but somebody that lights the menorah the first night, Mavarach Yimel, you make three brachas. Mikan Velech, the rest of the nights of Hanukkah, Madlik Mavarach Stein, if you light your menorah, you make two brachas, Lahadlik and Shos and Isim. Veroya, in the second or third night, you see, and you didn't light your own menorah, then Mavarach Achas, you only make the bracha Shos and Isim. So the Gemara, my Mamayit, which bracha are we missing after the first night? So the Gemara, Mamayit, the man, we're missing the Shech Yonu. For Shech Yonu, you do the first time you do a mitzvah, that's something new. So the first night you make the Shech Yonu. The second night we don't have the Shech Yonu anymore. For the Gemara to Sant, the Gemara of Akasha, no. For the Mayit Nais, let's say Fakir, let's not say the Nais anymore. As about the first night we made a bracha Shosan Isim, so we gave a Shvach for the Nes. So that's it. One time make a bracha the Nes, and that's all. The rest of the nights, just make by the Chur, the Havimina now is just make a Lahadlik Nesha Chanukah the rest of the nights. Hey, to say to make a Shech Yonu, the Chur, Shveta says you have to make a Shech Yonu every night. Hey, Baal, you made it the first night, it doesn't pass to make a Shech Yonu. The more the Ezni Yes Makasha, make it to say Shosan Isim. If Baal, you made a bracha on the Nes the first night, maybe that's enough. So the Gemara name, Nes Kol Yoyme Isa. That's a svara to make a Shosan Isim every single night. Because all 8 days of Hanukkah, the Nes took place. The Nes was that this little Pach Shoshemin burnt 8 nights. Instead of one night, it burnt 8 nights. So I call upon him, there's a Nes every single day. There's the famous Beis Yosef Kasha, that it's not really a Nes 8 days, it's only a Nes 7 days. Mm-hmm. He had a little bit Shemin for the first night. So the first night wasn't the Nes. The Nes was 8 days. So the Pashto Teretz is, what the Mashur brings down is, that what they did was they divided up their one Pach into 8 different cups. That they figured, I call upon him every night, let's have a little bit Hadlokas of the Menorah. And the Nes was every single night that that little bit, the 1/8, that was supposed to burn only 1/8 of the Zaman, burnt the whole night. So every single night there was a Nes of Nes Chanukah. So that's treat that we make a Shos and Nisim every single night. Mashenkin, the Zaman, about you made the Zaman once, you don't have to make the Zaman a second time. Drashi, my Mamayit, Ha Madlik Brisha Yomim Ezim in Ashalash Mamayit, Kol Yomim Isa, Shurei Kol Shemoina Hidliku, Minapach, all 8 days they lit from the small Pach of Shemin. Avu Zman, Mashenkin, Shechionu, Mishigionu, Lit Has Kolis Zman, Igionu. As soon as we reached the beginning of Hanukkah, we made it. We got to Hanukkah. It doesn't have to make again a Shechionu. For the Gemara, yet, my Mavorach. What's the Nusach of the Bracha we make on the Brichas HaMitzvah? Mavorach, Asher Kedishonu, B'mitzvayse, B'tzivonu, Lahad, Likner, Shechanukah. Hey, that's a Nusach HaMitzvah. That's the Bracha we make on the Mitzvah. For the Gemara, V'hech Ketzivonu. How can we make this Nusach, Hesey, Asher Kedishonu, B'mitzvayse, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh us with his mitzvahs, V'tzivonu. And he gave us a commandment that we should do this Lahad Likner. Where's the commandment? Chur Tzivonu means the Eibishter commanded us. That means Midiraisa. For the more Hechi Tzivonu, Midiraisa, there's no mitzvahs near Chanukah. Near Chanukah is only mitzvah Midirabonin. So how can a mitzvah Midirabonin we say Hashem Kedishanu mitzvahs of Tzivonu? Where's the Tzivonu? Trashi Hechi Tzivonu, Holav the Iraisi. Tzivonu means the Eibishter commanded us. Here the Torah didn't say anything. Elo Midiraim is only Midirabonin, the mitzvah of near Chanukah. So how can we make a nusach, a seash, v'tzivonu? And for the Gemara, Tuturusim. Rav Avi Omar Miloy Sosa. The clothes tick alive, the Torah says, Loy Sosa Drashim in Adov Rashia Gidlucho. The clothes tick alive, whatever the Chum tell us, we have to listen to them. And if we don't listen to them, we're over lava loy saucer. So therefore, the lava loy saucer gives the Chacham a right to make mitzvahs, to make a chiyuvim on us. So therefore, we have to listen to them. So when they tell us to do something, the pastor says, vitzivonu. The Torah like also agrees with them. We have Nechem Yomer from another pasuk. The pasuk says, sha'alovicha v'agetchas kenecha v'yomiloch. That this pasuk is like a mitzvah sasei. That shalavich v'yagedchas kenech v'yirmuloch. Whatever the zekeinim or the avicha tells you, you have to listen to them. So this passes more like a vitzivonu. If the chum tells us to do something, we have to listen to them. So from these psukim, there are smachtes that there's such an inyan that the chum have a right to tell us to do something more than the Torah tells us. Therefore, it's also the chlav vitzivonu. For the Gemara, Mosav of Ramar Petakasha. You're coming out now whenever the Rabbanan say something. It passed the bracha on it, you say, Vitzivonu is a kasha by demai. Ha demai is tfua, that you buy from an amahoritz, and you have a sofak if he took off truma semaisis. So locher is, you have to take off truma semaisis mid Rabbanan. A locher is ha demai, this food that you bought from an amahoritz, ma'arfin boy, we're allowed to use it to make an erev with it. Or mishtatzim boy, you could use a pass from this food, mishtatzim, that's a roof, that's shtatzim rashi b'movi. If you have a movi or a roof chatzeris, you want to put a few people together. The boy imatzil nichsei is a kasha, why can you use this bread, the food of a demai, to use for an Arab, or to use for a shtufe mavois? I, midrabon, you're not allowed to eat this bread until you take off trumas from Isis. The drasha teretz is the boy matul nichsev heviyoni. No, there's a heter. By demai, we'll soon see. It's only a chumrim with the rabbonin. The rabbonin will make us an anoni. A poor person is allowed to eat demai. Therefore, the chazle, every single person could be matul all of nechosin and become an oni. So it's considered like your roi to eat this bread. Kidetnan machilim es aniim demai. We're allowed to feed the aniim with demai. Hilkach choshev bidei. Therefore, it's considered like yours. Fight them of orchin all of, therefore you're allowed to make a bracha. Also, if you eat demai, you can make a bracha, you have to make a moitzin, or mezanin all of, you're allowed to make a bracha samozin with the zimun, or mafrisha noisei orim. And when you make that frosha, when you take off the truma samaisis from demai, you're allowed to do it even though you're orim, you're not dressed. Or ben ashmoshes, you could also do it ben ashmoshes right at the beginning of Shabbos, you're also allowed to do it. Now the kasher is, v'yam rit kol midrabonin. Boy, brachas, and you tell me whenever the rabbonin gave a mitzvah. You have to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah of a zayhocha. Since the rabbonin said before you eat this demai, you have to take off truma semaisus, you have to do the mitzvah. Hafrosh truma, now there's a bracha on hafrosh truma. Of a zayhocha, ki korim, when a person is naked, he's not dressed, heichim avarach. How do you say he has a right to take off the truma semaisus from this demai? If you say he has to make a bracha, you're not allowed to make a bracha when you're naked. V'abin, the pasuk says, v'oyim achnecha kodesh. When your erva is uncovered, you're not allowed to make a bracha. So, since you can take off that frosha when you orim, it's a raya, you don't have to make a bracha. It's a raya, mitzvah to rabbonim, there's no bracha to make. So, back shver, how come by Ner Chanukah, the rabbonim said you do make a bracha? Either the rabbonim, do you make a bracha, don't you make a bracha? So, drashi, mavorchin olav ha-moitzi. If you eat the mai, you make a moitzi. Mezanin olav birchas ha-zimun. Omafrish oisai odem shu orim. Kleimar, tulay tsarach lefruchi lebafrish oisai. It's not telling you you have to be Orim. Just telling you, Agav, you should know that you don't have to make a bracha when you take off Afrosha Trumas and Afrosha of the Mai. If you have to make a bracha, Shveh, Vayim Menecha Kodesh, Vulay Yiroh Bukha Ervas Dover, the Pasik says, Afilu Dibur, the Askaras Hashem, Le Yiroh Bukha Ervas Dover. Hey, when you say a Dibur, say Hashem's name, a learning Torah, you're not allowed to say when you're undressed. So it's a Shveh, why don't you have to make a bracha? The teretz is Omer Abaya Vaday the Devrayhem Boy Brocha. When the Rabbanu will masakin a Vaday mitzvah like near Chanukah, you Vaday have to do the mitzvah. Then a Vaday have to make a brocha on it. Over here, Sofik the Devrayim. The din of Demai is when the Amor you bought it from the Amoris. Avadah there's a tzad to say that the Amoris took off Trumas and Maisis already. So that's what the Rabbanu said you have to do. They didn't start with a new mitzvah to take off Trumas and Maisis. It's only a Sofik Dikadin. When Mesufik, maybe they didn't take off. Yes, the Rabbanu said, Minas Sofik, take off Trumas. So that even the Rabbanu only telling you to do it. Minas Sofik, there's no bracha when you have to do something Minas Sofik. Trashi Vadi, the Vrayim going near Chanukah, the Rabbanu start off with a new mitzvah. That's Vadi, you have to make a bracha. of the suffix of the rent who go in demai. Shafra shasai enu ela misafik. You don't have to make a brucha. Because the Gemara is that true. So the Ben Leboy brucha. The Gemara boy yomtiv sheni. Every yomtiv sheni we have the suffix the reimu. Why do we keep a yomtiv sheni in chutz from Eretz Yisrael? Because of the suffix. We're not zicha when kiddush hachodesh was. So we don't know if it's the first day, the second day is yomtiv. So minasafik we keep the second day yomtiv. So the second day is only minasafik. Oboi bracha, and we make kiddush the second day. We daven the second day. We make havdalah. We make bracha the second day yomtiv. I am only a safik. So if you tell me minasafik, you don't have to make a bracha. You shouldn't have to make a bracha on yomtiv sheni. And the gemara name hosan ki hechad loy lezazul zebo. There's a new takana why you have to make a bracha on yomtiv sheni. Because if you wouldn't make a bracha, people would be mazalzul. They say it's nothing. They're not even called a yomtiv. The first day we make kiddush, we make brachas. That's yomtiv. The second day you don't.